Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're going to Europe, folks. With no vaccine passport, we're going to be joined by our good buddy, Dr. Robert Verkerk from the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe. Rob, it's been a while. Last time you were on, I think I was still in Florida. In fact, in the show notes, there's a picture of you, me, and Melanie Eldridge, in the backyard in Florida with my little raised bed garden.
You were just about to move. So, hey, and we've been in house arrest ever since. We haven't been able to visit you in your new home.
I know. It's horrible. I miss you. And so we just covered an ANH USA story on homeopathy and things, which is great. This organization, folks, if you're not already aligned and getting email alerts from both here in the U.S. and across the pond in England, by all means, please do. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Rob is a PhD. You know, I feel like I got a few brain cells working, but I'm fired up anytime we get together because of what you can do and what you have done. In fact, the articles you've written, including on the failures of PCR to be a legitimate testing tool that can identify an active infectious agent of any kind, much less a virus. You know, you point these things out, and yet does it fall on deaf ears even in the United Kingdom where you are?
You know, I think there is a silent majority. This is we've reached the point where so many people, we're dealing with doctors now who are being deregistered because they're speaking out on these issues. And when you talk to them privately, they feel as we do. They understand the principle of Bayes' theorem. You know, if when the prevalence of a disease gets lower and lower, the false positive rate goes up. So you've got a wonderful mechanism to keep a pandemic going indefinitely because it will never go away if you use PCR. So you've seen this sort of transition moving away from looking at a disease. The disease is COVID-19. The virus is SARS-CoV-2. And they're now focusing on cases with the virus using PCR and rapid tests as the tool. But those diagnostic tests, if you keep using them as the primary mechanism to determine what you're going to allow people to do, how you're going to control society, you can keep us in this place of house arrest indefinitely.
A permanent state of lockdown, which is what I've argued. I said, if you put those masks on, they will never give you permission to take them off. And we're being proven right, unfortunately, as they've rolled out these experimental, they call them vaccines, mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna. And yet they acknowledge that, well, you still got to keep your mask on. You still got to distance. We're still going to keep the lockdowns happening. And what about the study designs? Peter Doshi wrote extensively on the designs to get this vaccine or these vaccines out on the market, artificial as that market may be, through emergency use authorization. We're never designed to determine if you would reduce transmissibility, so-called communicability.
Yeah, Peter Doshi, Hennigan, Jefferson, they're all right on that point. The reality is if you're going to concertina the time frame in which you're going to do these tests, you actually cannot measure transmission in the time available. So they essentially what the vaccines for the first time in any immunization program is being used as a prophylaxis, as a preventative treatment. And therefore, the correct thing to do would be, let's see it alongside hydroxychloroquine. Let's see it alongside ivermectin. And the reality is right now, if you look at, say, you know, an ivermectin plus type treatment, so ivermectin plus adequate vitamin D status, vitamin C status, zinc, melatonin, a few other things, we're seeing all the emergency med doctors who are using that. We're seeing not 90% effectiveness. We're seeing 100% effectiveness. Yet all the docs involved with those trials are being shut down every opportunity. And so, you know, the bottom line is that this has always been a grassroots driven movement. There's nothing stopping you. That's one of the reasons that Pierre Corey and you know, Paul Marek, et cetera, in the frontline COVID-19, you know, critical response group, they have the protocols available on their website.
Right.
You know, you can print them out, and you can buy ivermectin, you can buy vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc and melatonin, you can take this stuff yourself. And when you're given a choice, do I want to vaccinate or do I want to just have another kind of prophylaxis, you have that choice. And the bottom line is, you know, if you look at the censorship that's occurring now, the way in which people are being herded and channeled into a view that the only available option for you is vaccination, that is a distortion of science.
Oh, yeah.
One that I've never seen in my 40-year career.
It's a crime against humanity, Robin. And in another aspect of the study design, not designed to prevent or find out if they can even prevent the most severe manifestations that would result in hospitalization and or death, which was the whole point of the initial, let's flatten the curve so we can keep up with the ICU bed scenario. And this vaccine or these vaccines have not been tested that they can show any efficacy in preventing the most severe circumstances.
No, absolutely not. And the number of people that are involved in the phase three trials, while Pfizer might sort of be putting out the figure of 43,000, 44,000, you all know that there are only 170 people out of nearly 44,000 that were subsequently exposed to the virus, in the wild virus, as it were. So the numbers we're dealing with are very, very small. Mm-hmm. We have no idea how many population groups are going to react. And that really is the difference with ivermectin and some of these nutrients. We're seeing results that are occurring in car parks that are exceeding what's happening in critical care units. And that's a pretty interesting scenario.
Well, and
it doesn't cost much to run a car park.
No, but it concerns me about the car park vaccination campaign because of syncope and fainting. You know, you send somebody in a car and they drive away and they crash. It's just not responsible in any way, shape, or form. You know, I've argued over the many months we've been covering this, that there are many peer-reviewed articles about selenium levels being low, and it, you know, those are where the manifesting the worst of what they call COVID, and those areas where selenium levels are adequate or high, little to no issue at all. And so again, that's a trace element you've studied as well. I've studied for many years, and I go, my gosh, we've got for fractions of a penny on the medical dollar, we can resolve and prevent these things. You mentioned ivermectin. I haven't covered it a lot. A lot of people are asking about that. Isn't it considered an antiparasitic type drug?
Yeah, it is an antiparasitic. From the, you probably know other natural products that fit in the same group. It's obviously a synthetic antiparasitic. If you look at artemisinin from Artemisia, it has a very similar effect. And in fact, we've been working closely with a research group that is in three different countries, in Israel and Europe and a South American country, been running trials. Again, extraordinary results, just with four doses in the first 2 days with moderately severely ill COVID patients in a hospital setting, 100% of the people treated with artemisinin recovered quickly. Within 15 days, they were back to normal. The people, and this is a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, multi-center, and you know, you can't get it on the news. You know, it's being shut down. It's on clinicaltrials.gov, but you know, the people who've been running the trials, and you know, paying a lot of money out of, much, much more limited funds to try and fund projects like this. They are just not getting the return that they expected, despite remarkable results. But again, the anti-parasitic agents are really proving something very, very interesting with this particular pathogen.
I've seen results out of India, 1.3 billion people. I mean, it's ridiculous, the population there compared to even the U.S., doing so much better, going back to work now. They seem to be over the worst of whatever it was, and they have made available some of the things that we've discussed, even including the pharmaceutical drugs, which we're not super big fans of, but we certainly defend people's rights to choose that, should they choose that, whether they're doctors or not. So we're looking at a parallel paths. We've had enough time to begin to see what is working, what is not. So what is the opposition that we see in the United States and the United Kingdom to this information coming out?
It's patents. I mean, it is the same old thing that you and I have been talking about for two decades now. We're getting a bit older in the process, but we're still being reminded all the time that whether you're looking at an old repurposed drug that is off patent, that is an amazing solution for people, the system as such is so geared into looking for something that's new. And I think the extraordinary thing that's happened around the vaccines is that, you know, having been involved for 30 years or so in the GMO debate, and we've seen some, you know, intense discussions about whether ethically it's the right thing to not only feed GMO foods to animals, but also to put those foods in the human supply chain. And, you know, through Europe, we've seen the general decision through most European countries, the population saying no. Now, here come GMO vaccines. In essence, you know, you take synthetic gene sequence, you either, in the case of the AstraZeneca virus, you hide it inside a genetically modified chimpanzee common cold virus that's genetically modified so it can't replicate in humans. But then you take a synthetic gene sequence, you put it in there like a Trojan horse, and you pump it into people's body. Or, in the case of Moderna and Pfizer, you ask the muscle that you inject your intramuscular injection to do the work of the vaccine factory and get your muscle to translate that message that you put in your synthetic gene sequence and create the antigen that's equivalent to the spike protein. And so this is a crossroads, an ethical crossroads, and a crossroads in human evolution that has not been discussed, there's been no public discourse. The whole democratic system has been shut down while we should have been debating this.
Right.
And people are now so desperate, they just roll their sleeves up and say, give it to me, because I want to be released from the madness that you put me into.
Well,
that upsets me.
And the irony is that they're going to be driven deeper into that madness. You know, they've been deceived and duped, and we know that.
Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's like I think of all the times we've covered these scientific things together as well on the air over the years. Remember the Health Freedom Expos? We got to hang out together with Liam Sheff, our dearly departed friend, and he wrote such beautiful pieces on even PCR and other things like this. And yeah. Somewhere we've abandoned logic and science, much less the scientific method, to conclude that we are all dealing with some new devastating pandemic, because I don't believe the numbers are adding up. You know, we've been covering, as countries would release all-cause mortality statistics throughout this year, including out of Ireland, some out of the UK, and other places around the world, we saw pretty much not different in terms of statistical significance, higher or lower than previous years. You know, there's a normal variation. Yeah. But you would expect in a pandemic where they say hundreds of thousands of people are dying, that would be above a baseline of normal. And yeah, we're not seeing it. And I wonder if you've looked at any of these numbers as well.
We're looking at them every day. And in fact, we're just in the process. My team, I know it's late at night, but we're often working 24/7. We will be punching out a newsletter in the next couple of hours that contain all of this data. In fact, the piece is called something like "Death in the UK and the US of A." Just to remind people, we've got to start looking at this mortality, and obviously focusing on excess mortality, which is the excess over the expected amount of mortality, usually measured over a 5-year period. Now, if you look at, say, Europe, and you look at, say, the Euromomo countries, where all the official data get put in, you'll see that a lot of European countries have never seen, not in the first wave, not in the second wave, third wave, they've not seen any excess mortality at all. The UK, France, Portugal, Spain, Italy are among the countries that have seen it. The important thing is to start looking at what's happening now as well. And right now, there's only a handful of countries that are seeing mortality that's above the expected amount. And you've got to remember that that happens periodically. So what we've then done is we've said, right, let's look back over a longer time period. So we've looked back from 1970. And there's no doubt if you look at total mortality, say in England and Wales, which is one of the countries that has been hard hit, or the two countries that have been hard hit, you'll see a peak that doesn't look pretty in terms of 2020 mortality. However, the population over that time has already grown significantly. So you get very misleading data if you just look at total numbers.
Numbers. You don't account for a population growth.
So another way of looking at it is to say, either look at excess mortality or look at over that time period per 100,000 population. What you then see is a very, very different picture in England and Wales, the supposedly one of the worst hit countries in the world, where we are only just have achieved that there was a dip in overall excess mortality per 100,000 since 2013, and we've now come out of that dip from where we were in 2013. The entire period between 2013 back to 1971, even with COVID, we're in a better position than we were then.
So we had the Hong Kong flu.
You're about to release
that in a newsletter to anybody that
subscribes? But what's more, we then look at U.S. We look at U.S. data and say, right, let's do the same thing with U.S. data. Because you guys are all into more transparency. Funnily enough, it's easier to get hold of U.S. data than it is a lot of European data. Because you guys just litigate the hell out of each other if you don't release it.
We're going to get that out, yeah.
So people like us can have fun collecting the data and making pretty graphs out of them, which is what we've done in the story. But frankly, we don't see the same picture in the U.S. What's beginning to emerge in the U.S. is a picture of mortality that is different from we see even in the worst hit countries in Europe, such as the UK. And there is a genuine problem now emerging. Now, the difficulty is the longer you maintain the kind of pressure that we're seeing on society, when you remove people's sense of purpose, when you prevent people socially interacting. Human beings are social animals. We need to interact with one another. We need to go on nice holidays every now and then, so we've got something to shoot
for. We want to go to the theater. We want to see music. Yeah. We want to have events and picnics.
Exactly. All of this stuff. So what we're now seeing is this really complex pattern of multifactorial mortalities, morbidity, then it moves into mortality that is starting to create a really genuine effect in the United States. They will put it down to COVID because as the virus becomes more and more ubiquitous, geez, you can go to this, the peer review as we do, and you can see that the virus is everywhere now. It's through the wastewater. It's through the sewage systems.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Music producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector, found guilty by a jury in 2009 of killing actor Lana Clarkson, has died at the California hospital.
Read the jury in the event time of action, find the defendant, Philip Spector, guilty of the crime of second-degree murder of Lana Clarkson.
The California Department of Corrections says Spector died of natural causes. He was 81. Spector produced countless hit records and 24 top 40 songs in the early 60s. Two people have been arrested at restricted checkpoints in D.C. the past 2 days. Authorities say a man from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut are facing charges. Authorities say the man, 31-year-old Wesley Beeler, had an unrestricted firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Federal investigators have made dozens of arrests in the January 6th storming of the Capitol. This is USA Radio News. There's heavy security in D.C. ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and the swearing-in of Kamala Harris as VP on Wednesday, and the threat of potential violence. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off-limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
During my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So if you are sick with heart disease or cancer and you turn up in hospital mm-hmm. and you have a COVID test and you test positive and you then die,
yeah.
you're going to go down as a COVID statistic. So, and there's, you know, a huge consequence of what we have to call now medical neglect. All the people who are too scared to do something about the pain they've got in the gut, so the undiagnosed bowel cancer, the pain they feel in their chest, the fact that they're too scared, they've been kept in this place of hysteria. So medical neglect is now costing society a big price.
Yeah. Dr. Robert Verkerk's my guest here this hour from the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe and International. It's called, I'm going to take you to my website right now, robertscottbell.com. I know a lot of people are saying, I want that newsletter. I want that. Rob's going to send out news. I want it. All right. So if you look in today's notes, hour two, the guest, you'll also see our good friend Melanie Aldridge, who works with Rob there. If you click on the hyperlink, it says ANH International, and it's also got a link to the European office. I'm just going to do this in real time. It's going to take us to ANHinternational.org, and you can actually sign up for email alerts here. I'm just looking for the sign up so I can make sure everybody can get the
You'll see that on the right.
On the right-hand side, let's see where it is here. Education, campaigns, activism, research. We got donation. We got subscribe. I see it at the top right. I wanted everybody to see it as I'm discovering it. So when you go there, you hit subscribe. You just drop your email there, and you click sign me up to receive the free weekly ANH Heartbeat. And that way, you don't have to be in Europe to get it, because obviously Rob and the team are working on stats that are coming out of the United States, and we need this. We've been asking for it. I've been asking Superdon. Superdon, where is it? And by the way, Superdon, can you translate the word for me that Rob said? He called something a patent. Do you know what he was talking about? Patent? What is that word, patent?
I'll have to go to Google Translate here and see if I can figure out.
Do you have any suspicion of what it might be? I know, just...
Well, at least I said a vitamin, hey?
Yes, instead of vitamin, that's right. So if anybody is messed up and didn't hear, it's patent for those of us across the pond. Patent. Yeah, I'm just teasing, Rob. Let me ask you a very serious question, though. This is challenging the fundamental claims that not only are we in a pandemic, but that there's one cause to all the death that has happened in largely 2020. Where is the test that identifies or has witnessed, for instance, the death induction via this so-called SARS-CoV-2? In other words, if you are in the hospital, severely ill, ICU, and you die, would they or could they not collect large quantities of what this virus is in the bodily fluids of that person and say, look, they are overrun. It is clearly, this is the causative agent or close to it. I'm just asking, where have they found this thing actually caught in the act of doing the death induction that they claim that it does? Or is this a magic in vitro extrapolation through synthetic biology?
You know, I'm of the view that what we saw in the early part of 2020 was properly related. If you look at the kind of conditions and the specific ARDS pneumonia that was really quite an unusual form of anomia, pneumonia linked also to iron and red blood cell function. That kind of problem is not commonplace now. We're seeing a different pattern of disease. And the reality is however this virus came into being, and many people have different theories about it.
Yes.
When a virus finds a new host, my goodness, is that initial relationship a messy one? And so we saw a really messy relationship. So even when you look at the data that we've released in our newsletter, you'll see there are three waves that you can see in the US. The first two waves are really the first wave, initially hitting the eastern seaboard, New York, etc. The second wave is the same wave hitting the southern states. So, this is why we've seen these strange patterns of where you have no pre-existing immunity at all in those populations. They're going to react in much the same way. They have no prior experience other than the partial immunity they may have because they've been exposed to related coronaviruses, like the common cold ones.
Well,
but now we're in the third wave,
mm-hmm.
And what I think is happening, what is increasingly clear is that this third wave is a different kind of wave. It's associated with lower virulence, greater transmission, but it's complicated now by this range of, we wrote an article a few months ago, on our website now, that is looking at the 52 factors that influence pattern of COVID disease, 52 factors.
Rob,
in fact, we're going to be working on a peer review article that picks up some of those points.
I predicted that second, third, and fourth waves would happen, not because of the viciousness of a virus, but because of the behavior that we have begun to initiate in the lockdown realm of existence.
Correct.
We would create immune suppression via sedentary lives, via distancing, and depression, and loss of hope, loss of a mission and passion for life. life itself, and that could manifest as any number of things that they could, with PCR, blame on the perpetuation of a virus that we claim is new. Now, population-specific, even first, second, and third wave, Rob, you have to acknowledge, and I know you do, the law of the terrain. What of those people who were vulnerable, if we all didn't encounter it before and suddenly we did? Yes, there are ailments and illnesses, but who was dying really? People who were deficient in, you know, I've talked about selenium and other minerals and vitamins, who are already on multiple medications that are immunosuppressive or otherwise toxic to the liver. And on it goes. These people were susceptible and vulnerable with or without that virus. To claim that it is the sole cause, many of these people were on death's door prior in those waves where suddenly a lot of old, sick people were dying around the world.
Yeah, you also get the dry tinder effect where you remove from the population the people who are most susceptible. So in the other piece that we're putting out today with the video is we're looking in a very orthodox way, and we're partially doing this because we're also testing censorship on YouTube. So we're all suffering a lot of issues with the amount of throttling back and censorship on YouTube. And so we've herd immunity is a really important concept. You know, if you look at any pathogen in time, the dynamic settles down between the pathogen and the host till you get a kind of equilibrium, and they're using, in order to establish the vaccination rate that needs to occur, mm-hmm. a very defective 1970s formula that's based on a number of really flawed assumptions. So if you look at the R value, the effective reproductive rate that we're told needs to go below one in order for the epidemic or the pandemic to start declining, to disappear, and in many countries now in the West, we're seeing levels that are above that, and that is why they can keep generating all this hysteria. But hold on, let's look at the assumptions in it. And while they may not, to a layperson, sound too crucial, they massively impact the numbers. So the two assumptions are one is that you assume that everyone is of uniform susceptibility. We know that is very, yes. very much not the case. People in care homes, people who don't have good nutrient status, this is really a reflection of what we consider to be resilience, the real marker of health. How resilient are you? How quickly do you bounce back when you have a common cold, a flu, or you stress yourself with exercise or hard work, all the rest? That is the real marker of resilience. And we are seeing, over time, a loss of resilience in our populations. We no longer have the metal that we used to have a few hundred years. A lot of people, they struggle to walk to the shop. They want to have a break after that.
We have clearly weakened ourselves as a species by removing ourselves from the natural world further and further and further, including, you said, synthesizing things through genetic engineering without concern for consequence. And eating food containing toxic poisons and devoid Correct. Of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals. I mean, it seems to me that if you have any scientific intelligence, and I know you do, but a lot of people that have PhDs are not thinking clearly on this, although you're probably aware of many who are desperately trying to find out a way to get the word out and not be censored or wakefielded as it is.
Exactly. But Robert, the second factor is that the formula that they're using for herd immunity threshold relies on another false assumption, which is random mixing of populations. Now, think about where you are likely to transmit virus. When you go shopping, when you go to a restaurant, to a takeout, when you go to a football game, the old and the young and the fit and the less fit do not move around and circulate in a random fashion. So one of the reasons that you see the breakout much more in certain areas. So if you look at just elderly people in care homes, mm-hmm. you'll find there's going to be a higher proportion of Black and Hispanic care workers who also are deprived in terms of their nutritional status. They may have a higher requirement for vitamin D that they're not taking. And so you get this perpetuation of more vulnerable people being exposed to even more vulnerable people, which is actually driving all the time. The people who are caring for others who need are always people who are amongst the most susceptible groups. So people like us who are aware of some of these things, we're actually part of a partially immune or fully immune population. We if everyone could just look a little bit, you know, do the self-care thing the way that we have all been preaching. Yeah. I mean, we're like missionaries, aren't we? For years and years.
We're zealots.
You could transform society. But so these two, if you get rid of those two assumptions and you start looking at what the real herd immunity threshold is, mm-hmm. you get to a figure, instead of 60 to 70% of the population, which Fauci and others are claiming, he's even suggesting higher because he's tweaking that formula a bit. And he knows that the real life effectiveness is not going to be quite as high as, you know, Pfizer and Moderna have suggested, mm-hmm. but the real value might be as low as 20%.
Isn't that amazing?
So, you know, that's what we've got to work with. And the reality is, I think in many places where there has been more mixing, when we hide away and we go under house arrest, all we do is we slow that process
correct,
down.
Correct.
So, you know, I think we're achieving herd immunity threshold. Sweden has been slapped on the wrist for its more laissez-faire attitude. Check out the excess mortality there. They're still being criticized now, but actually, while it was rising a little bit and everyone was screaming this winter, hey, mortality always goes up in the winter. It's beautifully under control now. Why? Probably because their long-term immunity through memory T cells. Notice that all the monitoring that's going on by governments is based on antibodies, because yeah. that's what they're measuring with the vaccine trials, and antibodies will always go up when you get exposed to the virus, and they'll decline.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show.
The actual real needle is so small, and because it's making an error and it's finding things that look like those needles and misidentifying them over and over again in a very large area, till the point that most of the time it finds the wrong thing, not the real needle. And so it's not really complicated mathematics. Actually, it's common sense. But Doug Allman laid down those foundations back in 1994. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting. If you look at the CDC website, they've got, I mean, a number of U.S. doctors and scientists I've talked to, I've shown them this document that's sitting there quietly, not being, you know, publicized in any way. So if anyone eventually says to them, do you realize that false positive rates go through the roof when prevalence gets low, they can pull the document out. But the bottom line is most people, particularly the people who are out there getting tests, mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing that anyone should do if they're in an area which is low prevalence, which is frankly pretty much everywhere, they should at least go for a second test. And if they, you know, get a positive test again, go for a third test.
Yeah, I mean, we had reports on people having tests in the same day, multiple positive, multiple negative. You know, of course, we've heard about the positive papaya, the now gorillas, chimpanzees, yeah. Coca-Cola can. I mean, on and on exactly. It goes. And, you know, all this serves ultimately to, you know, they talk about people don't have faith in science anymore. They don't believe in science. It's like, look, science is not supposed to be religion, first and foremost. But secondarily, if you have corruption or suppression and censorship in the scientific endeavor where you no longer have competing voices to you know, test these things out, why should anybody believe what any pronouncement comes out from so-called scientific authority? You know, they're destroying their own, let's say, credibility as they go by attacking scientists and doctors who point out, hey, look what I'm observing. And have it duplicated as opposed to being suppressed and not challenged at all.
And that's the reason that never give up on science. Science is purely a tool that allows us to look at things in a very methodical way. What we need to be concerned about is the way in which science has been completely warped by so-called authorities. That manipulation of scientific control and political power is what we need to be really concerned about. It's as crazy as saying, you know, all politics is bad. You know, we actually quite like it when we got a group of people that we respect who are taking control, are responding to the electorate and doing things in a democratic fashion. We don't like it when that political system becomes broken or corrupted. Same thing with money. Money in itself isn't bad, but boy, do we see it being misused when it gets into the hand of the wrong people. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us to get things right. And, you know, one of the tricks that we've got to deal with is that if you look at the drivers behind the need for change, such as the guys sitting in the Alps in Davos in their January meetings, who, you know, through the World Economic Forum are determining our futures, we've got to understand that some of what they're saying is genuine, is real. It makes enough sense for enough people to give it traction. We've got to learn to be critical thinkers, yes, in what actually makes sense and what doesn't. So right now they're trying to conflate issues of gender and racism and environmentalism that they know the young people in society are really sensitive to. And they're saying, guys, if you are sensitive to those issues, you've got to wear masks and you've got to have vaccines. Now, hold on.
You've really created a chasm that logic can't leap. But, of course, exactly, we're not dealing in logic. We're dealing in emotion. Rob, you got to go home and go to bed, my friend. We can continue all night, and I would with you. And I hope that it's not so long between visits, because you're the work you all are doing. We love you and appreciate you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I hope more people will sign up for email alerts and see the next piece that we're going to cover, with or without you, from you and your team, about all-cause mortality stats, to kind of parse and say, hey, what's really happening? This is not a health crisis. This is an economic crisis. And I think Catherine Austin Fitz pointed that out as well.
And a political crisis,
exactly. And they want to take advantage of that to enslave you via authoritarians of a globalist variety. We're not going to play that game here. And, Rob, you're probably not going to play that game so well there. But you're going to continue to point out the fallacies of these things, and we'll continue to meet and get this information out despite attempts at censorship. We will not be contained and constrained. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Man, appreciate you so much. Look, we got a lot more healing to go. We got a bonus time. We're going to let Rob go home, get some rest, and come back and keep working. And then we'll be back on bonus round in a moment. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.